Hello everyone and welcome to October 16, day 24. Before I do this, I just want to thank everyone who participated in the last week, the week of my prompts. I really appreciate everyone who's taken the time to do it, and I also want to thank Imani Blog and McColgan again for asking me to do it, and I really had fun. I had fun listening to all of you and looking at the stuff you've done. I'm having some problems with my PC, so it's hard for me to do the hashtag search on my phone. I'm still struggling with that because my PC, I can only do one or two things at a time. It's really not doing well. Every time I record these on my PC, I pray that I can actually save them. So apologies if I'm not tweeting as much. I am having trouble with my PC, but I want to thank everyone again, and I'm really excited about this last week. This is day 24, and McColgan came up with these wonderful topics. I'm very excited about them because this last week in October is a very spiritual week for me, being of in a neo-Celtic pagan path, spiritual path. This is the week leading up to Samhain, which is basically the Celtic New Year and the most important day of the year, the most special day. So it's a very, very special week. And somehow I find that a lot of these actually kind of fit with Samhain. And I won't go into too much, you know, why and whatever, because it's a, you know, it's just the spiritual path that I walk. But suffice it to say that it fits. And the one for today really fits, the elements. The elements are one of the things that I feel very strongly about.
It's
one of the things that I really feel strongest about. I feel that everything you need is in the elements. And so I'm very excited about this one. And this is a very interesting piece by a group called Renaissance. I believe they were active in the 70s, early 80s. And the elements are, as McColgan said, earth, air, fire, and water. Now, if you follow the Chinese element charts, we also have wood and iron as two other elements, depending which chart you kind of follow. But anyway, this is the element of fire. And it's the element that I feel is very powerful and very strong in me. And this is why my name of Calm Waters 73 kind of balances that out. I was born under a fire sign at a, you know, the sun was very strong in the sky physically, but the sun was very dominant in at the time of my birth. And so I have a lot of fire in my personality. And so that I thought would be the most appropriate element to talk about here. And this song is called Black Flame. Thank you.
I never